So what does dukkha jalabdhi magnam in the Damodar Ashtakam mean? What does it refer to also? Actually, there are two ways. One is that, one way is that it's an ocean of misery and I'm trapped in this ocean of misery. So dukkha jalabdhi magnam, I'm immersed, drowning in this. Please Lord, rescue me from it. So another way could be understanding is that, you know, if somebody is fallen in the ocean, they may be able to swim and get out. But if somebody is caught in a net and then they are falling in the ocean, and the net will restrict their movement and trap them, and it will be much, much more difficult to move. So similarly, we are not just trapped in this material existence, but actually in the ocean of material existence where the waves of joys and miseries come upon us. But along with that, we are also trapped in the distresses of material existence. Sorry, we are also trapped with our desires. So, I would say that we are caught in a place of misery, and we are also bound within this place of misery by various desires. So, it's like a double bondage. And this can be applied at a sadhaka level. So, if we are trying to say dukkha jalabdhi magnam, so dukkha jalabdhi, now from the transcendental perspective, we could say that for the pure devotee, Lesatyarth Muni, separation from Krishna is like the ocean of misery. And dukkha jal is that as long as we have a material body, we may not have necessarily material desires, but we have various material obligations. And those material obligations keep us bound, they keep us trapped. They prevent us from moving forwards towards any growth in our life. We may want to do some services, but then we have to take care of the body. We need to sleep, we need to do this, we need to do that. And that restricts us in our practice of bhakti also. So in the material world, not only are we separated from Krishna, but we are also caught in so many activities which distract us from even focusing on Krishna. So in that sense, we can say that this refers to that misery. So that way we can understand this verse.